Professor Philip McCann, today's workshop at the University of Groningen is focused on the role of higher education in regional and national development. In the UK, we are very interested in research on the impact of higher education on the economy. Here in the Netherlands, you are running a research programme on the wider impacts of higher education in the context of well-being, innovation and spatial transformation. Can you tell me more about that programme?
Yes, so what we're doing is we are taking a very broad, encompassing approach to these issues. Here in Groningen, in the north of the Netherlands, it's a big university city. We have two universities, and the universities are the largest employers in the city and also in the region. So the impact of the university, just in simply in terms of employment numbers, is very significant, standard multiplier impacts and so on. Also, of course, bringing students in from other parts of the country, as well as students from the local city, from the region, going into education. So we've got a whole mix of issues here going on in terms of human capital, skills upgrading. We've got migration effects of people coming into the region and locality. The direct employment and obviously the standard induced type of effects that we get from large institutions. But of course, also we're aware of the fact, very much aware, that Europe is changing. I mean, globalization has changed competition between regions. Knowledge assets, and the embodiment of knowledge in terms of people, and the use of that knowledge in terms of business ideas, business creativity, performance, and so on, is becoming more and more important. And even in a small country such as the Netherlands, some people here are concerned about being isolated or peripheral from the action in Europe. Whereas, obviously, you can tell I'm not a Dutchman, I'm actually from the UK. I look at these things as being very different. I think, being even peripheral in the Netherlands to me is not an issue. We're right in the centre of where the European market is. But what is critical is we have a geographical advantage, but we have to develop it, and the way we have to develop it is through knowledge assets. So universities, it seems to me, play a key role in society, but it's much more than simply educating people so they can have higher wages. Of course, that is critical. We know the productivity issues associated. But so much of the education story, particularly the higher education level and the further education level, is really an externality issue. It's a public good type of debate. We've got to think in terms of market failure, information issues, and of course we want to turn those to our advantage. So the kind of things we have to look at are clustering of groups of people with related skills, how that promotes business formation. Entrepreneurship, of course, is a big issue. You've got to get the right kind of knowledge, but the right kind of people have got to hear that knowledge. And of course, network issues here become critical. Communicating also beyond the Netherlands, it's very much a competition and coordination issues across the European Union as a whole. So networking people of similar types of skills, related activities and so on, universities play a critical role here. And indeed, having this workshop here, we have people here in the workshop who've come from the UK, we have people from the United States, from Italy, from as far afield as Australia. This is very important. People from Central Europe, there's people here from Hungary and so on, from Germany. It's critical because it's about widening the space in which we are aware, we're filtering knowledge, and at the same time also helping us to try and act on that knowledge in a much broader, much more comprehensive, and hopefully from a market point of view, a much more decisive and innovative way. In terms of the Northern Netherlands, we're an interesting case here because we're the part of the country from which the famous phrase Dutch disease comes. Macroeconomists know that. It was the transformation of the Dutch guilder from a trading currency to a commodity currency with the discovery of what's called the Schlotteren Dome, which is one of the world's largest natural gas domes, and it's very close to Groningen. And so this part of the country has become a big center for energy issues. A lot of research and development takes place here, also in conjunction with the universities. Shell have big premises here. So knowledge and research and development is a key theme in the north of the Netherlands. At the same time, the north of the Netherlands is a very fragile ecosystem. There's what's called the Waddenzee, which is the inland sea between the Dutch islands and the north coast and the west coast of the Netherlands. It is a very fragile ecosystem. And also the north of the Netherlands as a whole, we're talking about whole parts of the country which are only less than a metre above sea level. So the management of that, the relationship between the land, agriculture, urban environment and water and sea level is a very complex issue. And so these interactions between environment, quality of life, energy provision, urban sustainability, they're all issues which are very much on the agenda. And then there's one particularly striking issue in this part of the country that, that also adds a different dimension to the interaction between those issues, and, it, and these are big research themes in the university in Groningen, is the issue of ageing and demographic change. Parts of the north of the Netherlands are shrinking, and here there are commonalities with parts of Italy, parts of Scotland, for example, parts of the north of England, where society is ageing, and the reason is that younger people increasingly are leaving, and particularly, of course, those who are university graduates. We know as people become more skilled with university degrees, they tend to become more migratory, more mobile, as they move to other parts of the Netherlands, but also further afield overseas. At the same time, Groningen itself, being a big university city, is growing because migrants are coming in here from the hinterland areas. So what we have is we have localities which are actually aging in demographic structure precisely because the population is shrinking. It's the younger people who are leaving. There are communities which are aging because older people are moving into them, higher income people in particular, because they're high amenity environments. So what you're getting is more differentiation itself. Groningen as a city is growing and also becoming younger as more and more university graduates come in. So what you're getting is increasing differences between localities in terms of skills composition, demographic structure, age profile, and so on. And of course, from the public service provision, you think in terms of education services, but particularly I was thinking of health provision, for example, this is extremely complicated. And the University of Groningen as a whole has a university research agenda centered around the theme of healthy aging. Is how to plan and how to manage and how to facilitate society as it ages so that people can live healthy lives with a high quality of well-being, quality of life, satisfaction, and so on. At the same time, also societies which are entrepreneurial, which are innovative, so they're dynamic from an economic point of view. And the key things we're looking at is the spatial transformation aspects. Universities play a huge role in this, and these migration interactions, multiplier interactions, and so on, are critical here. So it's wonderful having people here from all over the world at this workshop because many, many of these issues are common. Our own faculty, the Faculty of Spatial Sciences, our research themes are well-being, innovation, and spatial transformation. And the role of the university agenda in this is critical. And we're already building quite a strong research team here focusing on these issues. And our plan is to extend our links and networks precisely with the teams in the UK, in Hungary, in Australia, in the United States, and so on.
Well, thank you very much, Professor McCann.